My brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the very gifted aspects of our parish here, Holy Spirit, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, is that we get to have a lot of weddings here, comparatively speaking. And it's always perhaps the greatest moment in the wedding, if not the vows themselves, to have the bride come into the church. How beautiful it is to have her so beautifully dressed, and everyone in the church stands, arises as she comes down the aisle, a moment of great joy and happiness and tears, of course. But it's an important theological moment as well, because it's an image of the church coming to heaven when the bride comes down. This is from the book of Revelation. John sees the beautiful bride coming from heaven, coming to heaven, and the joy that everyone is experiencing. And so today's feast day is the presentation of not Jesus, but the presentation of Mary in the temple. Of course, Jesus' presentation is February 2nd, Candlemas. But today's feast day is the day when the Blessed Mother, before she was a mother, just a little girl, was brought to the temple. And I will promise you this, that when she came into the temple, it was much like a bride coming into the temple. They didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. It had been lost, and Indiana Jones hadn't found it yet. So they were waiting for God to come. And this, when Mary came into the temple, the Ark had returned, because Mary herself would carry Christ, the presence of God. And so we can only imagine the immense joy in the hearts of all the faithful as Mary came into the temple today. Mary is an image of the temple. She's more important than the temple in a certain sense, or its highest beauty. We can imagine what Mary's presence must have been like when we look at the tabernacle here in the church, how it's prominently placed. Inside of the tabernacle, of course, is our Blessed Lord, and inside of Mary would have been our Blessed Lord Jesus. So we should ask our Blessed Mother Mary to be able to follow in her footsteps. We do that by especially rejoicing and giving God praise for her. Jesus teaches us in this gospel today, who is my mother? My mother is the one who does the will of God. Let's follow in Mary's footsteps and rejoice with her today. She enters into the temple. We follow her and we receive Jesus into our own souls.